Snow White. Once upon a time, a queen and a king lived in a magnificent castle in a faraway land. The queen wanted to have a daughter a lot. One day, she made a wish and said, "I wish I had a baby girl with a skin as white as snow, with eyes brighter than the stars, and with red lips and a heart full of joy and happiness." The good-hearted queen's wish came true, and she gave birth to a beautiful daughter at last. The queen called her Snow White. They were so happy together, but this didn't last long. Unfortunately, the queen died of an illness after a few years. After some time, the king realized that Snow White needed a mother to take care of her, so he married again. The new queen was actually a witch. She had an evil heart. She was arrogant and she liked herself too much. She had a magic mirror that always told the truth. Sometimes she stood in front of the mirror and always asked the same question.
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the most beautiful of all?"
The mirror always answered,
"You are my queen. You are the most beautiful of all."
The queen got very happy each time she heard this answer. Years passed by and Snow White became a young lady. She was as beautiful as an angel. She was also kind and thoughtful. Everyone in the palace loved her. The queen didn't care about Snow White. She didn't spend any time with her. One morning, the queen asked the mirror,
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the most beautiful of all?"
The answer was different this time.
"You are beautiful, my queen, it is true. But Snow White is more beautiful than you,"
said the mirror.
"No, how dare you say that?"
said the queen angrily.
"You know that I never lie," said the mirror.
The queen was very angry and jealous of Snow White.
"She must die,"
she cried, and she started making her cruel plan. The next day, the queen called the hunter.
"Go to the forest, take Snow White with you and kill her. Then bring me her heart,"
she said in anger. She gave the hunter a bag of gold coins. The hunter took Snow White into the forest, but he couldn't kill her.
"You are young and innocent. I cannot kill you," he said to her. "You must run away now. Don't go back to the palace, because the queen wants to kill you. Stay in the forest."
Then the hunter left Snow White alone in the forest. The hunter killed a deer instead of Snow White and took the deer's heart to the palace. He gave it to the queen.
"This is Snow White's heart," he said.
The queen was very happy.
"Snow White is dead, so I am the most beautiful of all now," she said.
Snow White walked in the forest for hours. It was dark at night.
She was scared and tired. She fell asleep under a tree.
When she woke up in the morning, she heard the birds singing all around. She could see everything clearly in the daylight, so she wasn't scared anymore. She went on walking in the forest. After a short time, she saw a tiny cottage. It had a small door and small windows. Snow White was surprised to see such a small house. She knocked on the door, but there was no answer. She opened the door and went inside. Everything in the house was very small. There were seven small mugs, 7 small plates, 7 small forks, and 7 small spoons on the table. There was some food on the table too.
I am very hungry, thought Snow White. I think I can have breakfast here.
She ate some vegetables and a little bread. Then she went into the bedroom, and she saw 7 small beds there. She was very tired, so she lay down on one of the beds and slept. In the evening, 7 dwarfs came home. When they got into their bedroom, they found Snow White sleeping on a bed. They were very surprised. The oldest dwarf gently woke her up and asked,
"Who are you?"
Snow White told the dwarfs about the cruel queen. The dwarfs listened to her quietly and felt sorry for her.
"You can't go home," they said. "You must stay here with us. That way you will be safe."
Snow White started to live with the dwarfs. She cleaned the house and cooked for them. They had a very happy and peaceful life together. One morning, the dwarfs got up early to go to work. They repeated their warning as they every day did.
"Please be careful, Snow White," they said. "Stay in the house and don't open the door to strangers."
Then they went to the mountains to work in the mine and earn money. Meanwhile, the queen was at the palace. She went to her mirror and asked the same question once again.
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the most beautiful of all?"
The mirror answered,
"You are beautiful, my queen. It is true, but Snow White is more beautiful than you." "You are lying to me. Snow White is dead," said the queen. "No, Snow White is alive, and she lives with the 7 dwarfs in the forest," said the mirror.
The queen got furious when she heard this. She was horrified.
"The hunter lied to me. He didn't kill Snow White. Now I must kill her,"
she cried angrily. By using magic, she turned herself into an old woman.
"Nobody can understand I'm the queen now," she said.
Then she put one poisonous apple into a basket full of red apples. She went to the forest and found the little house. She knocked on the door.
"I have got delicious red apples. Would you like some lovely red apples?"
she said. Snow White didn't want to open the door.
"No, thank you. I don't need any apples. And I mustn't talk to strangers," she answered.
"But these apples are fresh and delicious,"
said the old woman in a soft voice.
"You are a good girl. I will give you an apple for free. I don't want any money."
Snow White got curious. She opened the door and took the apple.
"What a nice apple," she said.
She fainted and fell on the ground as soon as she took a bite of the poisonous apple. The queen became very happy and laughed loudly.
"Snow White is dead now. The dwarfs can't wake her up. I am the most beautiful of all,"
she said, and went back to the palace. In the evening, when the dwarfs came back home, they found Snow White lying on the ground in the garden. They also saw the poisonous apple near her. They tried to wake her up, but they couldn't.
"She is dead," said the youngest dwarf.
They were so upset that they cried for days and nights. Then they made a glass box for Snow White. They put her in it and placed lots of flowers around her.
"She can lie in this box and we can come and see her every day," they said.
One day, a young prince came into the forest. While he was passing by the cottage, he saw Snow White lying in the glass box.
"Who is this beautiful girl? What has happened to her? I can't leave her here. I must take her to the palace with me," he thought.
When the prince tried to lift Snow White's head, the piece of poisonous apple fell out of her mouth. She opened her eyes and saw the handsome prince. As soon as their eyes met, they fell in love with each other. When the dwarfs came back home from work, they found Snow White with the prince. They were surprised to see Snow White alive again.
"I want to take you to the palace and marry you," said the prince to Snow White.
Snow White accepted his marriage proposal. The dwarfs were very happy. They cheered with joy. On Snow White's wedding day, the queen asked the magic mirror.
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the most beautiful of all?"
The mirror answered,
"You are beautiful, my queen. It is true. But Snow White is more beautiful than you. She is alive and happy."
The queen was so angry that she broke the mirror. When she broke it, the queen turned into an ugly old woman. She left the palace immediately and nobody saw her again. Snow White and the prince got married and they had a huge wedding ceremony. They lived in the palace happily, and the seven dwarfs often visited them.